Good morning, my loves. Welcome back. So it is Sunday and we are going to talk about the week ahead. What is this week all about and what can we learn? Well, let's find out. So this week, let's start with yesterday. Yesterday, Mars moved into Taurus. Mars will stay here for about 6 weeks. And Mars in Taurus is a bit of a slowdown. Mars is still Mars, but the energy present, or the Martian energy present right now, is a little more dimmed, shall we say. Mars is not as explosive in Taurus. Mars is not as fast. There is a bit of a slower motion when it comes to everything Martian in our life, when it comes to the way we approach getting things in life, right? In Aries, we are more impulsive. We want something and we just go and get it, right? There's not as much consideration involved. In Taurus, that changes, right? Also, because now we are in the energy of Earth, everything is a little slower, it's a little heavier. There's still, Mars is still wants the things he wants, but the way Mars goes about it, and therefore also the way we go about it, is with a little more consideration and a little more understanding of the world around us. In Aries, we are not really concerned with the world around us. We just want what we want. In Taurus, there's a little more consideration of like, okay, what is involved and who is involved and what does it all mean? Not that Mars is a big thinker in Taurus, definitely not. But the understanding of the physical world is more apparent to Mars. So when Mars wants to go out and do, that consideration is more present. So the next few weeks are going to be not necessarily slow, but more steady. There is a bit more steadiness also in the things we approach, the way we approach, you know, the things in life, our partnerships, our work, what we want. There is a bit more steadiness and the understanding of, okay, things may take a little more time. We have a bit more of a plan. In Taurus, nothing super built out, but there's a bit more of like, okay, I want this, what do I have to do? It's not like I want it and I go and get it and on the way there I'll figure out how to do it. It's like, okay, let me just think about it for a moment, let me just sit back, let me just experience the world around me and my own senses. What are my senses telling me? Now, on the 11th, which is Tuesday, Mars is going to meet with Pluto, because Mars is going to be in 1 degree of Taurus, meeting Pluto in 1 degree of Aquarius. And that is the energy of a square. Now, this is one of the more tense aspects to have, generally speaking. Pluto in Aquarius is a very evolved energy. It's a very evolved Pluto. Mars in Taurus is still a very, very young Mars. It's still a child, right? It's still that child energy. When these two energies come together, there can be a lot of misunderstandings. It's almost like there are two different worlds coming together here. This generally is an aspect, if this relates to relationship, where we have like big blow-ups, major blow-ups that sometimes can't find a resolution. Again, depending on where we're at in life, how we look at life, and you know, the consciousness level we have. Now, on the 12th, we have another square. This is quite an intense week. We have a square between Mercury and Saturn. Mercury in Gemini squaring Saturn in Pisces. We've already, the past few days, gone through those Saturn squares, right? First with Venus squaring Saturn, then the Sun squaring Saturn, and then now Mercury is entering the conversation, quite literally the conversation, because I think now we're at a point after going through these intense squares with Venus I mean, that Venus square with Saturn certainly had something to do with relationships in your life. Maybe it was your romantic relationship, maybe it was the relationship to friend, your mother, your father, your sister, your sibling, whoever. Maybe the relationship you have with yourself, maybe there was some, you know, intense turbulence inside of you. And then the sun entering the game, where the sun shining a light and intensifying all of it, the issue was intensified, and now let's have that conversation. And that conversation might be very tense, might be a very, very tense conversation we are having, because, you know, it's a square energy. But again, it is probably very necessary to have it. Also, getting real, right? This is an aspect of, again, reality check. I think we talked about this last week, about, you know, having a reality check in a relationship. Now let's talk about it. Like, what does that actually mean, this reality check? What's the status quo in the relationship? What's the status quo, and what's the problem with it? Why do we have a problem with it? Do we have a problem with it? Do we both have a problem with it? Let's talk about it. Again, make sure you're not blowing up. I don't think we will. This is not, we are dealing with signs that are not super fiery. We're dealing with Pisces, and we're dealing with Gemini. This can be a lot of, you know, talking, blah, 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 and you just have to be careful that you're not just talking just to talk, but that you're actually getting to the point, right? Getting to the point, and getting to a result, because the Pisces energy is, you know, here, there, and everywhere, and Gemini also is here, there, and everywhere. So we gotta focus in. Let's get to the point. What's the point here? What's the actual issue? Are we talking around the issue still? Don't get lost in the conversation. Then on the 13th, which is Wednesday, we have the Sun sextile Chiron. Also, I forgot to mention, on Monday, when we have the Mars square Pluto, we have Venus sextile Chiron. So Venus and the Sun are sextiling Chiron this week, which is actually a beautiful energy, and maybe, possibly, this could be also part of that conversation you're having, right? Like, that maybe that conversation is actually healing something inside of you, healing you know, the something you've been carrying with you for a long time. Maybe it was time we are having this conversation, so we can come to maybe a different understanding about something inside of us that we've held for a long time, where we had a certain idea about life, a certain idea about living, a certain idea about relationships, a certain idea about money, a certain idea about whatever, right? Whatever it is. And something might click this week, also through those intense squares that are coming up. Those squares always bring up things to the surface that we've tried to suppress. And yeah, maybe we have a chance this week to get a bit clearer about ourselves, about where we want to go, what we want, and what is holding us back. Little spoiler, it's usually yourself. Then on the 14th, we have the Sun conjunct Mercury. Again, more light, bringing more light into the conversation, and seeing more. Also, the Sun, remember, the Sun is your vitality. Right? It's your vitality. It's how you shine your light into the world. And Mercury is the way you communicate your thoughts, your consciousness, right? The way you communicate everything that is conscious around you. And so when these two come together in a conjunction, we can have very vital conversations. Again, these conversations, is a big thing this week. Well, generally, right, your Gemini conversations are going to be a big thing. But I think this week we have the chance to narrow them in, to focus them in a little more. Not to just spread them out and just have fun conversations and like chit chat. This is not so much about chit chatting. This is about getting serious, having serious conversations, and getting serious about whatever you need to get serious about in your life, in your relationship with, you know, your partner, your mother, your sister, your boss, or your finances. I'm going to leave it here. Like I said, I think this is going to be a much more intense week than the past two. Be a bit more intentional this week. Intentional, also more focused on what the point of all of it is. And by all of it, this could be, again, your relationships, your work, the life you want to live. So if you have any questions about this week, please feel free to ask. If you want a personal reading, you can click on the link in the description box and you can book your reading there. If you have any other questions, please feel free to ask. And other than that, I wish you a beautiful week. I'll talk to you later.